Backseat Box Office voicemail show for episode number 42, including the results from the weekend of July 8th through the 10th, 2011. Hello and welcome to Backseat Box Office, number 42's results. If this is your first time listening, go back and listen to episode number 42. This is just the results, the aftermath, if you will. In number 42, we picked the box office for the weekend of July 8th through the 10th. This is just the results. So this might not make as much sense to you if you go back and listen to a previous episode. If you're at all curious how we do scoring, you can visit the Backseat Producers website. Up at the top, there's a link for BSBO scoring. Click there, you'll see the full leaderboard, and you'll get an example and the rules list for how we pick, how we do the picks, and how we figure the points. So, that said, let's jump straight in. We've got a couple of voicemails kicking us off. The first is going to be from Mr. William Paul.
Hey, this is William Paul calling in my picks for Backseat Box Office. Going to do something a little bit different this week. Just going to go backwards 5-1. So, just keep that in mind when I give these off. Number 5, Black Swan. Number 4, the television show Burn Notice. Number 3, Full House Poker from Xbox Live Arcade. Number 2, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. And then number 1, Mass Effect. Yeah, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right, thanks, William. Yeah, those were not his picks this week. Those were his excuses for why he did not present picks this week. All in all, with the exception of Burn Notice, because I don't really watch that, I have nothing to argue about with his reasons for not making picks this week. All fine excuses. That said, let's go on and get into the actual show, the actual results, and our first actual voicemail, which will kick us off and give us an idea of what all the cool kids who got 25 this week picked.
Hey, Tony, this is Eric calling in my picks for the week. I'm going to go with Transformers at number 1, Horrible Bosses at number 2, Zookeeper at number 3, Cars 2 at number 4, and Bad Teacher at number 5. All right, thanks a lot. See how the weekend goes. Bye.
All right, thanks, Art. Yes, what Art said is the top 5. So the top 5, actually I should say the top 7 this week, because we did have people that picked as far down as number 7. The top 7 this week were Transformers, Dark of the Moon in first place, Horrible Bosses in second, Zookeeper in third, Cars 2 in fourth, Bad Teacher in fifth, Larry Crown at 6th, and Super 8 in 7th place. Along with Art, Jonathan, Tom, BD, Cougaron, and Tim all got a 25 this week. So congratulations, gentlemen. Congratulations again to my new nemesis, Jonathan, who is expanding his lead. We had four people get 24 this week. Andrew, Kirk, Rich, and Jeff all got a 24, and the only way they could have done that was they got Transformers in first, Horrible Bosses in second place, Zookeeper in third, Cars 2 in fourth, and Larry Crown, which actually came in sixth, they all picked that in fifth. So congratulations on the 24s, guys. Next up, we had four more people get a 23. There were a couple of different ways that happened. First, we had Father Beast and Sergio each picked Transformers in first, Horrible Bosses in second, Cars 2 in third, which was actually in fourth, Zookeeper in fourth, which was actually in third, and then Bad Teacher in fifth. They each got a 23 for that. Mentally and Crazy Jeff also got 23 this week. They both picked Transformers in first, Zookeeper in second, Horrible Bosses in third, which Horrible Bosses and Zookeeper were flip-flop there, Cars 2 in fourth, and Bad Teacher in fifth. Next up, we have a voicemail from Tad.
Hello, Backseat Box Office. This is Tad and Mesa in my infamous outdoor studio. This week was gave me a little bit of a few problems, mainly in the 2 and 3 position and the 5 position. Zookeeper and Horrible Bosses. I just, you know, it's kind of hard to decide which is going to be 2 and which is going to be 3. And then in 5, we have Larry Crown and Bad Teacher. I'm not sure which is going to be there, but I kind of thought about it, and I decided that these are my picks. So I'm going to go number 1, Transformers. Number 2, Zookeeper. I think it's just going to do a little bit better. Summer, kids, probably more kids want to see Zookeeper. So I'm hoping that'll be number 2. Then I'm going to go with Horrible Bosses for number 3. Cars 2 for number 4. And I think Larry Crown's been around a little bit, or Bad Teacher's been around a little bit longer than Larry Crown. And so I'm going to put Larry Crown at number 5, although I wouldn't be surprised if Bad Teacher took number 5. So, again, just to be clear, my picks are 1, Transformers, 2, Zookeeper, 3, Horrible Bosses, 4, Cars, and 5, Larry Crown. All right. Talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Ted. And masterfully chosen, I must say, since I actually had the exact same picks as you did. Again, those picks were Transformers in first, Zookeeper in second, Horrible Bosses in third, Cars 2 in fourth, and Larry Crown in fifth. We both got a 22 this week, and the reason for that was that Larry Crown actually came in sixth, so we lost a point there, and then Zookeeper and Horrible Bosses were flip-flopped, and we lost 2 points there. Next up, Deuce picked Transformers in first, Horrible Bosses in second, Cars 2 in third, Zookeeper in fourth, and Super 8 in fifth. Now, Zookeeper and Cars 2 flip-flop, so there was 2 of his points, and Super 8 actually came in 7th, so that was 2 more. He got a 21 on the week. Uriah picked Transformers at number 1, Horrible Bosses at number 2, Cars 2 at number 3, Bad Teacher at number 4, and Zookeeper at number 5. Now, he had all of the top 5 picks, but Cars 2 actually came in 4th, Bad Teacher actually came in 5th, and Zookeeper came in 3rd. Finally, we have Foul Sorceress, Scott. He picked Transformers at number 1, Cars 2 at number 2, Horrible Bosses at number 3, Zookeeper at number 4, and Larry Crown at number 5. He had a 20 on the week. And those were all the picks this week. We're light on voicemail this week, so this episode is going to be shorter than normal, as you've probably already gathered, since we're not even 10 minutes in at this point. Let me go ahead and give you a rundown of the leaderboard. In 23rd place, we have Sam, who did not participate this week, but she maintains her score of an 18. Mentally got a 23 this week and bumped her score up to an 18.07, so she is now in 22nd place. William Paul, who, as we heard earlier, did not participate this week, he had a score of 19.41 average last week. His position actually does move up one because we did have one player, Shay, drop off the leaderboard for non-participation for more than 5 weeks. So, Shay, if you're out there, if you're listening, we'd love to have you back. One more pick, and we'll reinstate you where you were in the leaderboard. So feel free to join us at any time. Next up, Scott. He had a 20 this week, brought his score up to a 19.47. He has gone from 22nd to 20th place. Uriah's 22, brought his score up to a 19.57. He has gone from 20th to 19th. Deuce maintains the 18th spot on the leaderboard. He got a 21, bringing his score up to a 20.4. Sergio got a 23 this week, bringing his score to a 20.73. He maintains the 17th spot on the board. Crazy Jeff maintained 16th. He had a 23 this week, bringing his score up to a 20.79. Ruben Sedriel did not participate this week and actually lost a position. He was in 13th. Now he is tied for 14th with Andrew. Andrew got a 24 this week, bringing his score up to a 20.86. Now, he's very close to Cougaron with a 20.88, and Cougaron's 25 got him there this week. He went from 15th to 13th place. Congratulations on that jump, Cougaron. Father Beast had a 23 this week. His score is now a 21.6, which ties with Rich. They are both in 11th place. Rich's 24 this week brought him up to a 21.06 as well. Very, very close ahead of those guys is me. I have a 21.7. I fully suspect that I will be passed by both Rich and or Father Beast this week, because I have a feeling those guys are just going to very quickly outpace me. My picks have not been going well lately. I am currently in 10th and hold that 10th place spot that I've held now for a while. Jonathan got a 25 this week. It brought his score to a 21.29. He is still in 9th place. Tim went from 8th to 7th. He is tied with Jeff. Tim got a 25. Jeff got a 24. They both have a 22 average score and, again, are tied for 7th place. Art got a 25 this week, bringing his score up to a 22.38. He is in 6th. Joe did not participate this week. He has a 23 still, and he maintains the 5th place spot. Tad falls from 3rd to 4th place. He had a 22 this week. It brought his score down to a 23.11. BD's 25 this week brought his average to a 23.38. He went from 4th to 3rd place. Kirk maintains 2nd place. His 24 this week brings his average score to a 23.63. And again, Tom maintains the top spot. His 25 this week brought his average score to a 23.88. So, great job, everyone. The scores were really good. We didn't have anything less than a 20 this week, so good on everybody there. Not very much voicemail this week, which is going to lead to this being a shorter episode. But feel free to leave voicemail, send email with MP3 files, contact me, and I'll give you access to Dropbox, and you can leave some MP3 files in Dropbox. Anything you can do that will get me your voice on the show means that I get to talk less. So if you get a chance, make sure to check out all the other shows, Backseat Producers, Backseat Reality, Backseat Quickies, and, of course, what you're listening to, Backseat Box Office. Come to backseatproducers.com. You can participate in the conversations that happen on the actual episode postings, where everybody's giving their picks. Some people are emailing them. Some people are hitting me on Twitter. But any way you can do it, get me your picks. You can participate. You can be on the leaderboard. Remember, this round only lasts until Labor Day. Then we're going to reset the whole thing and start from scratch. That's all I've got for this week. Have a good one, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Backseat Box Office.
Thank you. You're a big helper. Can I have a smooch?
Now what do I do?
Now you say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Then you go to bed.